reactions. The goals. The stars. The set piece. And the debris.
And it's taken! Oh, it's a wonderful set piece!
Giving you the very best from the Nigerian Professional Football League.
A result, not a scoreline.
This is the NPFL Tori Podcast.
We are live.
So it's day two, the 34th AFCON, and the Super Eagles will be searching for their fourth title in Cote d'Ivoire. Also, the NPFL Tori will be making its debut at the tournament, and we'll be having special editions of the podcast titled Akwaba 2023. So on that note, I'm saying Akwaba to everyone listening to this episode of the podcast. My name is Chris, and I've got Mayowa Kufile here with me on this episode. It's the first episode of the year, so happy new year to everyone. Happy new year also to you, Mayowa.
Yeah, happy new year to you, Chris. Happy new year to everyone. It's 2024. It's the year of no grief for anybody. So with the Super Eagles,
grief for AFCON
or not, we are waiting to see.
All right. It's going to be a very long month, January. Mayowa, so much football to watch. NPFL and the AFCON. What are you expecting?
Yeah, I'm expecting good football from the African Cup of Nations. The last one in Cameroon, we had some good football. We also had a drab game also. And the NPFL, this next few weeks promises to be an interesting one because I'm looking at Sporting Lagos, their schedule, and it's interesting.
Aimbash with the Stars.
It's interesting. It's interesting, interesting. And general will say a lot about, you know, they always say like the first day of the year will say a lot about how
the year
will be. So I think general will say a lot about Sporting Lagos status in the NPFL.
When you mentioned that, I just had a remembrance of their fixtures. Ayimba Shooting Stars, Remo Stars. That's how the fixtures are or is for them. Okay, truly, truly, it's going to be a long month.
But one thing is sure, there will be Shooting Stars. Well, I'll root for them to be Shooting Stars.
You see, carry that in, carry.
I'll not go grief for them. I'll root for them to be Shooting Stars. And right. I'll be at the stadium.
Right, before we start talking about the MPF, let's talk about the African Cup of Nations, the 34th edition of it. And Nigeria, like I said earlier, will be looking to win their fourth title, the first time in 10 years. That's since 2013. So I mentioned that the special editions will be called Akwaba. Akwaba actually means welcome, and it's the theme name for this edition of the African Cup of Nations. So, Mayowa, the Super Eagles of Nigeria at the 2023 AFCON, what are you expecting? We have the best player in Africa. We have...
That's the only thing we have.
The best of strikers in Africa. I can't say that of midfield and defense and goalkeeping position, but at least we have the best of strikers in Africa.
Yeah, I think I'll agree with you that we have, which is, everybody knows that we have the best player in Africa based on over the last 12 months and coupled with the fact that he won the African Football of the Year. So we have the best player in Africa. I think that's the only thing we have. For me, when you say we have the best of attackers, no, I don't even agree with that we have the best of attackers. I think remove Victor Osimhen. Yes, this is just the first season of Boniface in the top five leagues in Europe in Bayer Leverkusen.
And he's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing well. Credit to him. Good one. Look around you, Kelechi Iheanacho is playing the championship.
We have Terry Murphy in the league one.
Yeah, very good one for them. But the only exception for me, the only obvious quality for me out of all them is Victor Osimhen. Victor Boniface, all credit to him, what he has done, but he still needs to maintain our consistency with him. So for me, the only thing we have going forward into this tournament is has to be that we are as assured above everyone. We have the best player in Africa. Presently, it's Victor Osimhen. So that's the only thing.
Right,
yeah, that's the only thing. But the truth of the matter is, in a tournament, you don't need to have the best players. You don't need to have the best defender, the best midfielder, the best goalkeeper, the best attacker for you to win the tournament. You just need to have a very good 7 games. We've seen over the years how teams, like, you were not expecting them to do it. People will cast their mind back to 2004. Greece, winning the Euros, they did not have the best goalkeeper. They did not have the best anything. And they went ahead to win.
Even when Portugal
won the Euros, they draw their first game. They have group games. They drew everything in their group game. They qualified as one of the best losers. Even when they did not count around, they were still drawing games, maybe penalty for them. And they went all ahead to win the tournament. So sometimes you don't have to have the best of this for you to win the tournament. 2013, like you said, they said, you don't have the best of guys. We rolled our luck to qualify. I think we had to qualify at the last game of the group stage, winning, I can't remember the team, 2-0. We met Ivory Coast. People said that is the end for us. And before I say Jack Robinson, so then back came up with the goals. So maybe, yes, we don't have the best of defenders or like that. Maybe we can also ride our luck at this tournament. But it will be very hard for us. It will be very hard for Nigeria. What's my expectations? Can we do it? Let's do it again. That is the mantra, right? Yes.
So let's do it again.
So why
we have to do it again?
The thing is this. What are we doing again? No country has won more bronze medals than Nigeria.
Maybe we want to do that again.
Should we go back to 2013 and where us were against us, we did it. Can we do that again? It's a very big question. Can we do it again? But as a patriotic Nigerian, I want Nigeria to do it again. But from the objective aspect of it, it will be hard for us to do it again. And if Nigeria does it again, I think it will be more shocking than 2013 one for me.
Okay, let's look at the squad. Apart from the strikers now, Ndidi is missing, injury, Ian Achot might be missing, not sure yet if he's going to make it. And he's looking like the most experienced midfielder that we have now. At the back, we have Ekong, which is experienced, Kenneth Amero. The other parts of the pitch, the midfield and defense, what's your take on the players that we have there?
I think on the players that we have presently, like you said, we have some guys who are experienced. Kenneth Amero was part of the team in 2013 that won the Nations Cup. Chus Ekong was like the captain of the team. The last time out in 2021, even though Ahmed Musa was the captain, but he was like the guy that was even on the pitch that was playing the game. So a bit of experience in our defense line. The middle of the park also has Alex Obi. Yes, he might have a tournament to forget. In 2020-21, but we saw a bit of him in 2019, in which was important for Nigeria at that tournament. I also remember the goal he scored against South Africa or Cameroon, of the knockout runs. So, yeah, we have a bit of experience in each of the departments, maybe apart from goalkeeping departments. We have players who have played at the tournament, but maybe they have not gathered those experience. It has not really shown for them. So, for me, I look around the other departments of the team and seriously, it doesn't inspire much confidence because, truth of matter, we've seen the Super Eagles of Nigeria without Wilfred Ndidi, especially in our last two games. Was it at the World Cup qualifiers? And we can see that there's a loophole without in his absence. With the other guys coming and stepping, Frank Onyeka has not able to show that he's an able replacement for him. With Alassane Youssouf, the guy called up to replace him, will also step up with the coach. The problem for me is when the coach trusts these guys, because we all know the factory is set for Osepe Sarr is that without Ndidi, it has to be Onyeka. Will he trust the other guys to test what they can do? It's a big question that he will have to answer at the tournament. So for me, looking around the other department of the team, I don't think it inspires much confidence of the team. I won't talk about the goalkeeper because we've overflogged that. But the defense, I look at the Super Eagles pairing, the defense pairing, the centre-back pairing that Osepe Sarr has trust in Semilogo Ajayi and Calvin Bassey, and I have my doubts about these guys. I feel Semi Ajayi is a disaster waiting to happen. I don't think you can trust him fully in 90 minutes. He doesn't have the pace. He doesn't have the physicality. It looks too lanky for me to play African football. So I don't trust him. Also with Calvin Bassey, it seems like a player that in 90 minutes, you just know you will have these two or three moments in which lack of concentration will happen. And at this stage, they will rightly punish you. So for me, I don't really trust our centre-back pairing in which Osepe Sarr has really trust in himself and in Semilogo Ajayi and Calvin Bassey. And I don't think maybe we'll change going into this tournament. So for me, I have issues with centre-back. At the full-back position, yeah, maybe we have some guys who are decent, who can hold their own in online, or in
Bruno Yemachi,
in Seydou Sanusi, maybe we have guys who can hold their own on their day. But looking at the whole complexion of the team, I think we suffer a bit in the middle of the pack for me with Alfred Frenedede, except maybe the manager trusts the other guys. And the center back position, I think it's something that I'm worried about, because you don't go into a tournament, nobody wins a tournament without having strong center backs. You don't go into a tournament because there are moments you suffer. No matter how huge your attackers are, there are moments you suffer, there are moments you have to dig deep, afraid to get the results. And I think I don't think our center backs pairing, if Ose Pesero stick with that of Calvin Bassey and Similogo Ajayi, I don't think it take us anywhere.
Well, I also have doubts about those players, Ajayi and Bassey. Like, watching them in Uyo against Lesotho and conceding corners, I actually have worries about it as well. And in the midfield, like you mentioned, I don't know if Oyedika will be given a chance alongside Alassane Youssouf. Or maybe you will play them alongside it will be in the midfield. But I'm not so convinced with Oyeka as well in the middle of the pack. As far as I'm concerned, he can't pass the ball, he can't defend, he can't move the ball.
And the way football goes these days, you need your DM to be able to drop deep, to initiate attacks, to initiate your build-up.
The transition and all of that.
You need them. It has gone past just breaking up play.
Mm.
It has got to that state that you have to also start the play. And that is the difference between the people that have the extra and you that are just normal.
Well, let's wait and see what you say, Pesero. I will bring for us at the AFCON. Let's talk about the likely winners of this year's AFCON. The defending champions, of course, are going to be number one on the list. Morocco, who had a terrific tournament at the FIFA World Cup in Qatar, also will be on the list. Maybe one had super equals because of Osimhen, of course. Then who else are you looking at, and which other team are you looking at, and what do you think about these three I mentioned, or these two I mentioned?
Okay, Senegal and Morocco. I think Senegal maybe they will go through a process of maybe reinventing themselves, because they've been knocking on the door until the last time out. I remember in 2019 they lost to Algeria in the final in 2019,
and before they won it
in 2021 in Cameroon. And you look after that 2021, look at their players over the last 2 years. Sadio Mane has left Europe to Saudi Arabia. Same thing with Khalid Koulibaly, who was 2 years ago the best defender in Africa.
Mm.
Also, he's playing in Saudi Arabia. Edouard Mendy, Saudi Arabia. So you look around you and look at the other guys.
And when you look at a certain club in West London, Nicolas Jackson.
And also, they have this Tottenham Hotspur guy, Pape Matessa, has been very good for Spurs this season. And Mendy also, Idris Aghe, still plays for Everton, so they still have those experience at going into this tournament, and all this experience sometimes it will come in handy because they understand the terrain, they understand what it takes for them to win.
And it's the same tournament. Coach,
yeah, the same coach. So I feel they'll still be up there as one of the favorites for this tournament. So I won't rule them out completely, even though the last time a team defended the AFCON, you have to go back to Egypt. And when they won three in a row, the last time was the last time anybody.
6-8 and.
And 2010. Mm. So after that, nobody has defended at the AFCON. So it will be an huge honor for them just winning their first AFCON last year, the last tournament, and defending it will be very huge for them. So I still tip them to be one of the favorites. For Morocco, for me, I think they are the number one favorite based on
their performance
at the World Cup, and also. Nothing much has changed about that Moroccan team. So I think they are one of the number one favorites for many people. But one thing I can say...
The question here is, for Morocco, is when looking at North African team, apart from Egypt, that came to Ghana to win it, they always struggle anytime the tournament is not hosted in North Africa.
And that's why I want to say that I know they are number one favorites, but I can put my money on it that Morocco will not win the tournament. That's one thing I'm very sure of. I don't know who will win it, but I know Morocco will not win it. And I understand somebody will be listening to me and say, yes, this was the team that got to the semi-final of the World Cup, the first time an African country will be doing it. But the truth of the matter is that African football is totally different. It's a different ball game. We've seen this. We've seen teams that play like Morocco. Even the Algerians have to adapt their way to win in 2019.
Yeah.
They did not play like... Morocco want to play fancy football. They want to play like the Europeans. But it will not work. You need a bit of grit. You need a bit of this ruggedness for you to win the AFCON. And I think that is one thing the Moroccans, I don't think they have it in them. They still play jiggy ball football. And one thing you also, if you also watch the World Cup very well about the Moroccans, is that they are a team that prefer, what really worked for them at the last World Cup was they were able to absorb the pressure.
Now,
they were not, and this time around now.
The difference is at the World Cup, they play like an African team. Were able to hold their own, score one goal, and defend.
They were able to absorb. They were like the underdogs.
But now they want to play as like the favorite that they are.
And this time around, people will expect them to take the initiative.
Mm.
So,
because I can't imagine you playing against the Seychelles, for example, and you're defending against the Seychelles.
Yeah. So for me, I think that is one of the things about the Moroccans that will work for, against them. I think when they meet a proper African team, we saw how the Egyptians did at the last tournament against them. They had more of the possession, they had more of the playing. But what Egypt did was just like, we'll play you like an African country. And that was what gave them the edge over Morocco at the last tournament. So for me, when I meet a proper African team that will play proper African football, they'll be frustrated. And we all know how it all pans out. So for me, Morocco are one of the favorites, but they won't win the tournament.
Okay, which team do you think, which big team do you think will fail? For me, I'm thinking Ghana.
Ghana? Ghana failed at the last one. They failed to progress from the group that has Comoros.
And they lost against Cape Verde on the last day. Is it called Comoros?
Yeah, I guess Comoros. They failed to qualify from the group. Mm. It was them and Algeria that really miserable at the last one. So for me, I think Ghana, they should be up there as... Would they fail? I just want to know when you say fail. The problem with Ghana is that Ghana have not won the AFCON since 1982. They've not won the AFCON since 1982 when Pele led them to that. And they've come close twice. 2010, they were in the final.
2008, when they hosted.
Yeah, they were in the final. They've been in the final two times in the last eighth edition of the tournament. But they've been found wanting. But looking at this Ghanaian team, and there's no Thomas Partey. Yeah, they've got some exciting players. Mohamed Kudus, very good
Naki
player.
Williams.
Semenyo. Naki Williams, the North Korean striker. If you have Jordan Ayew, and Inaki Williams as the striker for you, I have doubts about that team. And are you still around for them? So for me, I think maybe what will qualify as a failure for Ghana is maybe not getting to the semi-final stage. I don't think if Ghana got knockout in the quarterfinal, I don't think it will be a failure for them. So for me, if there's an African country that I think would not live up to the expectation, for me, I think it has to be true for me, Nigeria and Cameroon.
Cameroon?
Yep.
Okay, they got the semi-finals at the last edition. They were hosting as well. All right, for me, I'm looking at Egypt, because when you look at the Egyptian side...
I think Egypt are my number one favorite.
But I don't see them as favorites, because as you look at the squad and you think, if Salah is silenced in that team, I don't think there's anyone that can really put the team on his shoulders in the tournament. I've seen their squad and I don't really see any other big player in the squad that can say, this player is scary enough to put the team on the shoulder.
You know, like I said, in tournaments, you don't need to have that player that will scare you. You just need to have a collective. Something that will work for them. And I think Salah has an unfinished business in African football.
Okay.
He has not won the AFCON.
He has not won the AFCON, but he won every other
thing. And if you look at his peers over the last 10 years in African continent, Mane, Mahrez, those guys have left their country to win the AFCON. So I think he has an unfinished business at the African Cup of Nations. So maybe this time around, we could just take it.
All right. Which team do you think will surprise you at the tournament?
Surprise team. I like the look of the Malians.
They've always had big players, big names. And they have a very good midfield.
I like the look of Malians.
And they have a player that I like so much. Alou Diang.
Oh.
The Al Ahly guy. Al Ahly player.
I like the look of the Malians. I like them. And I think maybe Cape Verde have been...
The Sharks.
They've been in and now. They've been trying to push above their weight recently in African football. So for me, I would surprise team has to be maybe Mali or Cape Verde for me. And when I say surprise, maybe get to the quarterfinal stage.
Or semi-final, perhaps. Win the tournament. Burkina Faso got to the final for 2013.
They will just... The thing with teams like this is that they'll just meet a big club at that important moment, and those ones will just use the edge they have over them to beat them.
All right. That's it about the AFCON. Let's come to the MPFL now, Mayowa. In 2023, we saw two seasons, the MPFL 23 and start of MPFL 24. And we saw a lot of players doing wonderful things all through the year 2023. Robert Mizzo, who is going to Libya now, scored 19 goals. Sadiq Ismail of Remo Stars, 17 assists. Alimi scoring 11 goals, throughout the year. Ayimba winning the ninth title. The memories are there for 2023. Was also a lot of goals as well. In 2024, what are you expecting from the MPFL? The end of the MPFL 24, of course. And which player do you think is going to give us something different this year?
Oh, something different this year. I think the thing with like with the league is that maybe the player I will say will give you something different. Gives us something different, and the next time you just say he's no more in the league. Because I'm looking at, I like the look of Jonathan Leluku at Sports Lagos, very good player. I like the look of Malomo Taufik also, the Shooting Stars captain. I really like the look of him. So actually, I'm looking forward to see what Malomo Taufik
will bring
to the table for Shooting Stars, or whether I will still remain at that club. Because if it continues in this same way, I don't think Shooting Stars can hold on long for him. His head was tempted. His head was torn. During the summer, we have summer here.
During the dry season transfer.
During that period, Shooting Stars have to go out of their way for them to retain him. So I'm looking at those two guys, and I think, yes, they can have that pull. I think Malomo has Ibadan luck. Jonathan Luko seems like the toast of the Lakers. Ladies. Seems like the toast of it is Barbie stuff. So I think they will have some storyline this year.
And maybe Spider-Man, Christian Woke.
Good shot also, good shot. But I'm just looking out for those
two. Let's look at MPFL 24. What do you think will win MPFL 24? As it stands, Dremel Stars, Lobby Stars, Doma United, Ayimba.
Before the ball was kicked this season, I tipped Dremel Stars to win the league.
Mm.
And so far, so good, they have not disappointed. But after everything, you won't rule out Ayimba. Because looking at the table now,
they're two not games far in away. Hand, yeah.
They win their two games in hand, they're top of the league. But I will still put my neck out for Rainbow Stars to win the league. Yeah. I still believe in them.
But it will be does that win third 2022, second 2023, and finish winning it 2024.
And their manager has never hired. He has never hidden the idea that he wants to win the league. He's not somebody that said, I want to, let's just see where it goes.
Mm.
He has made it known that he wants to go for the league, he wants to win the league. He doesn't want to participate. He wants to go ahead and win the league. So I think maybe the energy, that belief that yes, we have to want to do this. It's not as if, because for me, I feel Rainbow Stars will feel disappointed with themselves if they don't go ahead to win the league, because they've set out the objective. The man, the coach, Daniel Gumode, they have said it from the onset that next season, this season, we want to win the league. That is our target, to win the league. So for me, that burning desire to win the league, I think they should do enough to hold off fights from Ayimba, who I think is the closest challenger.
All right, let's go to the bottom then, Maiwa. Sporting Lagos relegates alongside who?
Sporting Lagos are in bottom four presently. I don't know why you have
they're
to
just
put
two
them
points
in.
How many points are from the
yes, relegation? The leagues, if the leagues end today, Sporting Lagos will escape.
But the league is not going to end today.
Chris, you go to
and they cannot
Mobolaji
pick,
just
and they will,
a lot.
They will not pick. I don't think they will pick a point in the next six games.
I think they will pick. They will beat through Shooting Stars.
Uncle Goke, shout out to you.
I don't want to know how they will do it. I will make sure I'm in that state of mind. I will not be a journalist that day. I will be a Sporting Lagos
fan. You'll be screaming, let's go, Sporting, let's go.
I will be screaming at it. But for me, I think if Sporting Lagos are not careful with the kind of form in which they have, I think, yes, they are dragging into that battle already.
Funny enough, Shooting Stars that you mentioned, they also win less than six. Maybe if they win and Bayelsa United in this next round of fixtures.
Robert Mezzo has something for me. He swung something for me.
All right, let's see.
He has something for me tomorrow. I'm sure of that.
Maybe a departing gift.
A departing gift.
For Yeneguans.
I deserve it. I deserve it. Yeah. So for me, I think from look of things, it seems Gombe United, it seems they will not. I don't think they will avoid. Gombe United, I think they're one of the candidates. Niger Tornadoes also. And Atlant.
Bayelsa United.
Atlant. For me, let me just try predict them now. Christian will be coming back to Atlant. I'll put them back into that conversation. I think Atlant, Bayelsa United losing Robert Mizor goals also will be very devastating for them. So I don't see the way they will escape relegation. Aqua United, no manager yet. I will still their pedigree will still make me like be doubt whether they'll go around relegation.
Mm.
Gombe United, I think they're a candidate for me. The fourth team, I hope it's not Sports Lagos. I really hope it's not.
Well, there's so many clubs in there, because if Sheffield Stars don't start winning games, they'll find themselves there.
I don't want Sheffield Stars to relegate.
They're winning less than six.
I don't want them to relegate. Me, I don't want them to relegate. I just want them to be in between.
So, you're looking at Shooting Stars, Ninja Tornadoes.
I don't know who the fourth team will be.
Sporting Lagos.
My three picks are Atland, Gombe United, Bayelsa United.
All right. But
who the fourth team is,
just,
I don't know.
Just for you to know, there are four relegating teams in the MPFL. So, yes, pick three. Let's see if they will come through at the end of the day. I think it's safe to say Sekiro Alimi will win the golden boot for this season, because his closest rival has just left the country. So
yeah, except the Kano Pillars Young Boys scored another five in three games. So I think it opens up, it makes the path clearer for Sekiro Alimi to win the top scorer award, because like I said, his closest challenger will be out of the league on Sunday. I don't know when this point will go out. It will not be part of the league again. So you look around you and look at who are the other challengers, who are the other guys.
They're not close enough. In my opinion, I would say they're not even out and out strikers.
Like
Yusuf Abdullahi, who scored five goals, but he's a winger. So he's not certain that he will be able to score
It's secretly Alimi's word for the top scorer. Except maybe someone else just springs up from nowhere and just try to do it. Because we shouldn't forget that last season also, the first half of the season belonged to Imadi Asarekwe. The second half of the season belongs to Chijuke Omeka Obioma of Enyimba. So maybe the second half of the season, maybe someone else will spring up. But the truth of the matter is that it's hard to see Remo Stars not scoring goals. And it's hard to see Sekiro Alimi not part of those goal scorers.
And talking about Remo Stars, Sadiq Ismail to keep curating goals, 10 assists already. So had maybe 10 more.
Yeah, for this season or?
Yeah, for this season.
It's a possibility for him, because the way Remo Stars play, it's basically their wing play. They get their wing backs involved, whether it is him, is the major one, and also
Shehu Goribide.
So the way they play their game, you know he will always be involved in their goals. So you won't rule him out totally of increasing his assist tally.
All right, let's see how that turns out in the MPFL 24. Still a long way to go, so 20 more games to play in the MPFL before this season ends, and let's see what happens in the totality of the year 2024. And this is where we'll draw the curtains on this episode of the MPFL 3 podcast. My name is Chris. I've had Mayowa Akufili here with me on this episode of the podcast. You remember to follow us on all social media platforms. We'll be having so many content from you, from Cote d'Ivoire, but as well as the MPFL, definitely. We're not neglecting our top priority.
Some of us are yet to upload. I know everybody is in Cote d'Ivoire, but some of us will be here.
Okay, less of my wife will be here to give us content from the MPFL.
We'll be holding it
for me. I'll be in Abidjan to give you content from Cote d'Ivoire. For our social media platforms, you can follow us on X at MPFL Torian, TikTok, MPFL Tory Podcast, and on YouTube for some short content at MPFL Tory Podcast as well. So the next episode, stay safe, you all, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the MPFL Tory Podcast. For more, you can search the MPFL Tory Podcast on all podcast listening platforms or follow us on